K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Jason. How you guys doing today?
Good, Jason. How are you? You sound bright and chipper.
Well, I'm a pretty happy guy, I am, but I do need your help today.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Roll up our sleeves, Fry.
All right, we're ready for it. Let's hear it.
Bring it.
All right, well, about a month ago, I met this girl at Wright Pack, the Christmas party, and right away when I saw her, I thought she was absolutely a knockout, so I struck up a conversation and asked her out. Well, she agreed to go out with me. I was feeling pretty good about that, so I picked her up and decided to take her to a little British pub at the Green. We all know that place, and I thought everything was going well. We had a good conversation. We had a good meal. The date was fun, and after that, when we were leaving, there was a slight incident. No one's fault, not a big deal.
I guess you can talk
to her and ask her if she thought it was a big deal, but I didn't. Well, anyway, after the new year, I saw her at the base, and we talked briefly, but I can't get her to seem to commit to another date, and I really like her, so I want to know if you guys can help me out today.
An incident, Fry.
An incident. These are always interesting, yes.
Yeah. Not a big deal, really. I mean, honestly. Well, I'm going to ask her. It wasn't a big deal.
We'll see. We'll find out. And what's her name?
Justice.
Oh, we know Justice.
Jason and Justice. Look at that. All right, well, here's what we'll do. We're going to throw you on hold, grab her phone number, we'll call her, and if she picks up the phone, we'll have her on the air in 10 minutes and find out about the incident.
Radio magic. Right here.
Right.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Jason, you guys hit it off at the Christmas party. Did you kiss under the mistletoe?
No, we did.
That's a free easy one, man.
I know, right? It's the holiday spirit.
I wanted to, but we didn't get to.
Oh. Well, here you go. Here we go, guys. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Justice.
This is she.
Hi, Justice. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the country station in town.
Hi, Justice.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Are you on your way to work at Wright Pat?
Yeah, I am.
Bet you wonder how we knew that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Do you know somebody named Jason? Maybe you work with him?
I met a guy named Jason at the base Christmas party.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're calling. Yeah. He called us. Oh. He said you guys had a date, and he'd kind of like to do it again, but hasn't had any luck.
He asked us to help him out, Justice.
Well, I mean, yeah, we met at the party, and he was, you know, he asked me out, and he was nice enough. He actually picked me up home later, and we went to the pub at the Green.
Oh, fun.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, the dinner was fine. I wasn't in love with him or anything, but it wasn't bad. I don't know. This is kind of awkward, but...
Well, he told us there was an incident,
he said
it was a small one.
Yeah. Well, okay. He parked in front of that, the Caribou coffee shop.
Oh,
in the Green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like in that huge parking lot. And we literally, like, he could not find his car. I mean, I'm talking like, not like 10 minutes. I'm talking like 30 minutes. He couldn't find his car. And not only that, but he started to have a panic attack.
Aww.
And we called 911 and we reported the car stolen.
Oh, no.
And we're here and it is not warm. It's freezing. And we're talking to the cops for like an hour and they're asking us all these questions and they're filling out paperwork and there's people around us. He started crying, and it was a really, really awkward, weird situation.
That happens.
And then, like, 2 hours in, he sees his car.
Like, it's still there?
Yeah, it was right in the front. Like, he literally walked right past it probably 7 times.
Oh.
And the cops were so mad. I mean, he wasn't drunk. He had not had one drink. It was just literally right there. I don't know. It was so awkward. I haven't really been able to bring myself. I can't get past it at this point.
Justice, so you said there was a lot of people out there. Like, how many people were at this incident?
Gawkers?
There was probably like 15 to 20. I mean, there was employees of the coffee shop. Like, there was a lot of people out there.
Well, how many cop cars again?
There were 2.
Oh, no, with their lights flashing?
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable.
Well, I don't understand why you wouldn't go out with me because of that. I mean, I didn't do it on purpose.
Guess who?
Justice, you know who that is?
Jason.
Come on.
He's been listening.
I mean, it was a big deal. I mean, the reason I was freaking out like that, to be honest, is because everyone was staring. Everyone was around. I was on a date. I was trying to impress you, Justin. I really like you, and things are going bad. I just got in that car, so it meant a lot to me, you know?
Aww.
I just was embarrassed. I didn't know. I got a little emotional. I didn't mean to come off that way, but I wouldn't think that you wouldn't go out with me again because I had a little, you know, breakdown or whatnot. I am human. I was a little upset. Maybe I didn't handle it in the best way, but I'm a good guy. I really like to go out with you again.
Oh, man, this is awkward. I'm really sorry. I don't know. It was just really intense for a first date. Not that you're
understood.
A bad guy.
I
had a great time. I just don't really understand how you didn't find your car. Like, don't you have a keyless door? Like, it just didn't make sense to me.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Like I said, the car is new, and when I first bought it, they didn't have the keyless entry with the little clicker on it ready for me yet. That's the type of car that I bought, so I didn't have that function. All it has is an actual key, so I couldn't click that to find it. And I got it. It's new, so I'm still not used to driving that car. So that's why I was going through all the confusion. Plus, I mean, to be honest, I mean, the whole situation got away from me because I was so nervous to be around you because I really wanted this date to go well because I wanted to impress you because I like you so much. I think you're one of the most beautiful people in the world that I've ever seen.
Aww.
And I really wanted us to work. So I was just really nervous about the whole situation. And I'm sorry if I put you off, but I really do like you and want to go out with you again.
That's really sweet. That's
we have
really
an idea.
Sweet.
We might be able to help out
yeah.
a little bit here. What we could do is we could send you to dinner with a limo so you don't have to worry about a car.
Yep. Can't miss a limo.
Hey, that's a fair deal.
Sounds good to me. I mean, what do you say, Justice? Want to do it?
Yeah, why not?
Yes, good.
All right.
You guys weren't fans of the TV show Lost, were you?
I was.
Yeah,
just
I have
don't.
To say I watched all of them.
Oh, okay. Just forget it then. Okay.
Okay.
Have fun.
Thanks, guys.